Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of male hypogonadism found under the reproductive section at medbullets.com. Male hypogonadism is a decrease in the effective testosterone levels as a result of decreased free concentration, often as a result of decreased production, but can also be a result of increased synthesis of SHBG, or decreased activity at the receptor, often as a result of androgen receptor deficiency. Hypogonadism may be primary or secondary. Primary hypogonadism / hypergonadotropic hypogonadism results as a decreased function of Leydig cells. This results in decreased testosterone synthesis. Any dysfunction isolated to Sertoli cells or seminiferous tubules does not result in decreased testosterone synthesis. If the testes are crypt orchid, testosterone production is normal because Leydig cells are not affected by the increased temperature. Loss of negative feedback of testosterone results in increased LH. FSH levels are variable based on presence of inhibin. There is increased FSH if seminiferous tubule dysfunction is also present. Inhibin normally released by Sertoli cells inhibits FSH. If damaged, that feedback is lost. FSH levels are normal if dysfunction is limited to the Leydig cells. Etiologies include alcoholic liver disease and damage to Leydig cells as the result of trauma, toxins, inflammation, and irradiation. Secondary hypogonadism, or hypogonadotropic hypogonadism, results in the decreased function of the hypothalamus and pituitary. This results in decreased LH and FSH synthesis and consequent decreased testosterone synthesis. Etiologies include craniopharyngioma and pituitary adenoma. Symptoms include decreased secondary male characteristics, osteoporosis as a result of dysregulated osteoclast activity, infertility with decreased sperm count, and impotence. Treatment includes testosterone administration. Formulations include topical, intramuscular, and subcutaneous. Contraindications to testosterone administration include prostate cancer and breast cancer. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to male hypogonadism, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 45-year-old man presents to his primary care physician with fatigue. He has felt abnormally tired over the past 6 months and is unable to run more than 1 mile anymore. Prior to this, he was a marathon runner. He has had no fevers, chills, constipation, heat or cold intolerance, or syncope episodes. He further denies headaches or vision changes. He has a history of Hodgkin lymphoma 3 years ago for which he underwent multiple cycles of chemotherapy. He currently takes no medications. He has had no prior surgeries. He works as a grocery store shelf stalker. He is sexually active with his girlfriend of 5 years, but has had no libido in the past 3 months, which has caused substantial issues with his partner. The patient's temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse is 70 per minute, and respirations are 15 per minute. Physical exam shows a tired-appearing man. There are no palpable neck masses. Cardiac exam shows a normal S1 and S2 without murmurs. His lungs are clear bilaterally. His abdomen is soft and non-tender. A genital exam shows small bilateral testes without masses. There is a firm, rubbery tissue that is prominent under his bilateral areolas. He has a normal mood. An appropriate test confirms the suspected diagnosis. An MRI of his brain is unremarkable. Which of the following treatments would most likely improve this patient's symptoms? Choice 1, cabergoline. Choice 2, finasteride. Choice 3, stanozolol. Choice 4, tamoxifen. Choice 5, testosterone. The correct answer is choice 5, testosterone. This patient presenting with fatigue, low libido, small testes, and gynecomastia with a history of chemotherapy most likely has male hypogonadism. The treatment for male hypogonadism is testosterone replacement. Male hypogonadism is characterized by a deficiency of testosterone. Causes can be primary or secondary. Male hypogonadism presents with fatigue, decreased libido, decreased testicular volume, and gynecomastia. It can be diagnosed with an 8 a.m. testosterone level, which is when testosterone should be at its apex. Further evaluation of patients with low testosterone is then directed at working up the most likely cause. For instance, a patient with hypogonadism and visual field defects or neurological symptoms should undergo an MRI to rule out pituitary and hypothalamic disease. In adult patients with male hypogonadism, testosterone replacement is the treatment of choice. Testosterone is available in topical, subcutaneous, and oral formulations, depending on patient preference. Contraindications to testosterone therapy include prostate or breast cancer and uncontrolled heart failure. Adverse effects include erythrocytosis and venous thromboembolism. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, Cabergoline is a dopamine receptor agonist that is used in the treatment of prolactinomas. Many prolactinomas decrease in size with dopamine therapy and do not require surgery. While prolactinomas can cause male hypogonadism through suppression of gonadotropin release, prolactinomas typically present with a headache, visual field defect, gynecomastia, and lacteria. An MRI would demonstrate the prolactinoma. Choice 2. Finasteride is a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor used in the chronic treatment of benign prostatic hyperplasia. The enzyme that finasteride inhibits normally functions to convert testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, the active form in the prostatic tissue. Patients with benign prostatic hyperplasia are typically older and present with impaired urinary flow, urinary retention, and a smoothly enlarged prostate on exam. Additionally, because patients with male hypogonadism cannot produce enough testosterone to begin with, finasteride would not be an effective means of increasing testosterone concentrations as it acts downstream of testosterone. Choice 3. Cinazolol is a synthetic anabolic steroid that is often abused for athletic performance. It can also be used in the treatment of chronic venous stasis disease of the lower extremities. It has been shown to improve lipodermatous sclerosis in those patients. Patients with chronic venous stasis disease are typically older and have a history of heart failure, resulting in marked peripheral pitting edema, skin thickening, and skin discoloration. Choice 4. Tamoxifen is a selective estrogen receptor modulator that is used in the treatment of gynecomastia. It works by blocking the effects of estrogen, leading to a reduction in breast tissue size. While it is used for men with gynecomastia, it does not address this patient's fatigue and libido issues, which requires testosterone therapy. Therefore, in men with gynecomastia and hypogonadism, testosterone is the preferred therapy. Finally, a bullet summary. Male hypogonadism is treated with testosterone replacement. That's all for this review about male hypogonadism. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.